News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here's your lunch plans for tomorrow. Be it by yourself or with a friend or a coworker or a group, regardless of the function, head to the Brazos Center tomorrow from 11 until 1:30. It is the 21st Feast of Caring put on by the Brazos Valley Food Bank. And if you're not familiar with the food bank or the Feast of Caring, I have the executive director, Teresa Mangaporia, to get you caught up.
The Brazos Valley Food Bank is a nonprofit organization. We've been based here in Bryan for almost 30 years, and really our mission is pretty simple, trying to feed the hungry. The way that the food bank does that is distributing food through what we call partner agencies throughout the Brazos Valley, who in turn get that food directly to the individuals who need it. You may say, okay, well, why does there need to be the food bank? Why does there need to be this middleman, per se? And it's because we have a large warehouse. We're in an industrial park in North Bryan. We have trucks that have freezer and refrigeration capability for delivery out to rural areas. We have forklifts, and we have space and freezer and coolers to take truckloads of items. So a donor can essentially give it to the food bank, knowing that we are going to disperse it where the need is throughout the Brazos Valley. And that's the idea behind the food bank, is being able to be a central location place for donations, but also a central distribution point. And so, you know, the end user or the client or the person we're trying to help are people struggling to make ends meet and to put food on the table. And we do it primarily, I'd say 70% of the food that goes out through this warehouse is going to those partner agencies. And then what's left after that is actually going to through some programs that we have initiated ourselves, because there were special needs that weren't being met.
Service area?
We serve Brazos, Burleson, Grimes, Madison, Robertson, and Washington counties. Not all those counties have the same number of partner agencies or the same programs, but we do have food that's going out on a weekly, if not a monthly basis, to all of those counties.
To an estimated or known how many?
We work through 36 partner agencies, many, many more partners through the programs that we do, and we just ended our fiscal year. We're a July 1 through June 30th, and the number of unique individuals served was over 65,000, and 5.5 million pounds of food went out to those folks. The year before, we did just under 4 million pounds. So the push to do more, obviously, we were successful with, but a big percentage of the difference there was fresh fruits and vegetables, which is something that we're really trying to advocate doing more of and getting to the folks that need the food.
Continuing my visit with Teresa Mangaporia, the Brazos Valley Food Bank, and how the Feast of Caring, again tomorrow, 11 to 1:30 at the Brazos Center, helps their organization.
Feast of Caring is an event that the food bank's done for 20 years now. This will be our 21st year, and it's a real simple way for us to raise some unrestricted funds from the community to help us do what we need to do. This is really money that's going to fill the needs that we need. We call it administrative funds or general operating, because we just put it where we need more money to do something. So it might go for gasoline for the trucks, or it might go for a repair for a truck or something like that. But the event itself is Wednesday the 13th, and it starts at 11 a.m. and goes to 1:30 p.m., and it's at the Brazos Center. And yeah, I realize the Brazos Center exit is closed, so just remember that as you're traveling out there. You're going to have to take maybe an alternative route or alternative exit, but we will be there. And it's a lunch, so it's beans, rice, sausage, salad, and dessert. All of the food has been donated by local vendors to be prepared by Epicure's Catering. And so it's free and open to the public, but the way that the food bank makes money off the event is we ask attendees, diners, to make a donation in the amount they would spend in a restaurant, or more if they can. If they can't make a donation at all, they're still free to come eat. And the other unique thing about the event is that the food is served to the folks that attend by a lot of the local officials, elected officials this year. But Bill and Gina Flores are going to be there. John Rainey is going to be there. Kyle Casal is going to be there. We've got police chief. We've got the mayor, city council, just a lot of folks like that, as well as some business people and bankers. And so you get to see some people that you don't normally see in an apron slinging some beans and rice, which can always be fun. It's not a fancy gala. It's not round tables. It's picnic style, so there's long tables. You're going to be sitting with, you might go with people that you know, but you may sit next to the person on your left or the person on your right, be someone that you don't know. And it's a really lively event, so you're probably going to meet new people and maybe see someone that you hadn't seen in a while. Some businesses will have the entire office go out to lunch there. Some businesses have meetings there, get together and you know, have an agenda and discuss it, and they're off in the corner doing their thing. So they're, you know, doing two things at once. The idea of the meal is a simple meal, something that some in our community may think of as a feast, but you're not going to get a really small portion. So I want your listeners to hear that. They're going to walk away full. You can get the food to go. You can get seconds, things like that. But it's just a nice way to be reminded that there are people in our community that need help, and this is an easy way to help, and it's fun. And so we look forward to doing the event every year.
Visiting with Teresa Mangapura, the Brazos Valley Food Bank, the 21st Feast of Caring is tomorrow, 11 to 1:30 at the Brazos Center. For those who are not able to attend but still want to make a contribution, how do they go about doing that?
We can do donations online. It's through PayPal, but you can do it through a PayPal account or a credit card. And so our website is www.bvfb.org. And the BVFB stands for Brazos Valley Food Bank. There's a donate button on the first screen, and it'll take you to there and walk you through that. And you can make it an undesignated or unrestricted, or you can have the donation go specifically to one of our programs if that's what you choose. We also have people mail in checks, and if you're going to mail a check, write it out to Brazos Valley Food Bank. And I would suggest using our P.O. Box, P.O. Box 74, Bryan, Texas, 77806. We also can do credit card information over the phone. If call up to the food bank, and that's 979-779-3663. And then we're always looking for food donations as well. That's definitely something that slows down a bit over the summer, and there's some information about that on our website. You can bring the food donations directly to the food bank, but there's also food collection barrels for us in most of the grocery stores, and you can find that information on our website as well.
I'm glad you brought up all those other opportunities, because I was also going to ask about the volunteer opportunities now that we're about ready to get the new school year started.
Yes, absolutely. So everything that goes out the door here has to either be quality controlled and sorted and or assembled into a backpack, senior bag, or a family box. And all of that is done by our wonderful volunteers. So the time to sign up to do volunteering, especially if you have a group with your church or your school or fraternity or sorority, whatever the case may be, is now, because our slots fill up pretty fast. And the person that you want to talk to is Gina, and you can reach her either by email or telephone. The number is the same as the other number, 979-779-3663, or her email address is Gina, G-I-N-A-L, at bvfb.org.
What have I missed about the Feast of Caring and the food bank in general we need to get out?
The food bank is still in the middle of it. It's because Hunger Won't Wait, capital campaign, so we still need to raise money to expand our building primarily so we can expand our cold and frozen storage space so we can do much more with fresh items, perishable items like fresh fruits and veggies and frozen meats, because that's the best kind of food to give out to folks. And so there will be some information at Feast of Caring. There'll be a table with the ability to make a donation to the capital campaign and just learn a little bit more about it. We've entered sort of a silent phase of the capital campaign where we're doing more one-on-one asks and grant proposals, so the public hasn't heard so much from us, but we're still out there working hard to make that money so we can make that dream a reality.
Thanks again to Teresa Mangapura at the Brazos Valley Food Bank for the reminder of tomorrow's Feast of Caring, 11 to 1:30 at the Brazos Center. A reminder, if you're headed north on the freeway, to get off at University or at Harvey Road, since the Briarcrest exit is closed due to the freeway construction. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.